asked Sperano today. I said, "Would it surprise you if he played into his 40s?" he said, "No, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it wouldn't surprise me."
Right.
I saw you on the said NFL Network, and they were asking you. You didn't sound like you're remotely thinking about hanging out. No, why would you? The way you're playing.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is that I never thought about getting to 17. You know, so you know, I'm not thinking about, you know, going into the 40s, but. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'll continue to say it, man. I feel great. And why that is, I have no clue, but I do. So, you know, I'll play this season out, and then, you know, we'll see what happens after that.
Do you think you're playing at a level maybe as good as you've been since you won Player of the Year?
I mean, well, I'm playing well. I think I'm playing well. I think, you know, if we're just comparing, you know, to other players, other safeties or DBs in the league, I think that I would fare pretty well, you know, in that respect. And I'm having fun playing. And I think the greatest thing for me this year is the addition of Marcus Robinson. Robertson, I've said that, you know, countless times already, but, you know, he's really helped me see the game better, you know, from a safety position. And so, you know, yeah, I can play the game, but, you know, having a guy who I feel like is, you know, one of the best coaches I've been around in my career, you know, helping me get better has been the key for me.
You say you'll wait until after this year to kind of determine what happens, but you are playing at a high level. Obviously, there will be teams interested in you. What would be the one hang-up? Is it family? Would it be wanting to spend more time with your family?
No, I always thought that, you know, it would all depend on how my body felt,
yeah,
you know, at the end of the season. And, you know, saying I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, we still have 5 games left. So, I mean, that's 5 games in the NFL, you know, where, you know, you're out there hitting and doing the things that you do. So, yeah, I don't know.
If it was all things equal, you make it through the rest of the season healthy,
yeah.
Are you playing next year?
No question.
Do you think you still have unfinished business here as far as when you came back? You obviously want to get things turned around here?
No question. Yeah, it would mean a great deal, you know, to play here and to get back into the playoffs and have a chance at going to the Super Bowl. Whatever, you know. Don't worry about it. And coming into this season, I had all the confidence in the world, you know, that we would be, you know, a much better team, you know, than what we are. With that being said, I still believe in the process. Like I said, I don't know what happens after this year, but, you know, if I do decide to play again and it's here, I'm going to have the same confidence because I believe that they will, you know, bring in, you know, continue to bring in the right people. I believe that the draft class they had this year, I think, is a great draft class. You add to that, then you bring a few more people in via free agency, and who knows what can happen. And I've said this to a few people, you know, the team we played Thursday night, they were looking at 0-16 a couple of years ago. And all of a sudden now they're a team that, you know, last couple of years they've been in the playoff hunt. So it can turn fast. And, you know, it takes a couple of people here or there. And it takes guys to, you know, buy into what's going on, need the right direction. And who knows what can happen. It can happen very fast.
Derek Carr says he came to you early on and said, "I want you to tell me whenever you see something that I might want to know and that you've been good about going to him and, you know, what about this? What about that?" He wouldn't share exactly what it was, but that you've been free with, you know, anything you think that could make him better. Have you found that these young guys are a lot like him on this, that are on this team? Is that why you feel good about?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Derek, he'll reach out to me. You know, TJ Carey, you know, me and him have had conversations. And you like that, you know. You like to have young players that are hungry, players that want to get better. Make themselves better players, and they just try to, you know, glean from you, you know, whatever they can, you know, as players. And I think that those are the kind of, you know, young players that we have here right now. Those guys are going to get better. All of them have been thrown into the fire. You know, I've gotten great experience playing in this game, playing in the NFL, and, you know, I think they're only going to get better, you know, from year one to year two. And then a guy like C.O., who's a young guy, I think he's only going to get better. So I think there's a good group of young guys here that can be the core of this team going forward.
You say you feel great. What's your secret? Do you
have I told you.
Do you have a super strict eating habits or what?
No, I told you. I don't know. You know. People ask me all the time, you know, how do you keep going?
Good one.
I really... That's I didn't want to say it, but you know that could be one of them. But I don't know, man. I'm just blessed, I guess.
The last
so no fast food though. No fast food.
Yeah, I eat fast food.
Oh, you do? So you eat McDonald's?
I eat whatever.
Oh man.
I don't eat too much of it, but yeah, I'll eat it. Yeah.
Last couple of games you guys have played defensively, probably your best back-to-back games. And with guys like Asante and Brandon Ross on the field, fill-in roles, weren't even deemed good enough to make this team on the 53-man roster.
Right.
How has that transpired, do you think?
Well, honestly, I think those guys would probably say the same thing. Marcus Robinson.
Yeah.
He's been a great teacher. You know, I've been around a few guys that can, you know, for myself, being the kind of athlete that I am, it takes a lot for me to really listen to you, you know. And if I think you know what you're talking about, then I'm going to listen. And this is a guy who I know knows the game, you know, by what he tells me and what he sees, what he's been through in this game. And for those guys, I think he's been able to do the same thing. You know, he's been able to explain why you do certain things, how you fit certain plays, you know, different angles on the field. And guys have been receptive to it. And he's made those guys better. And I think those two guys are hungry. You know, I look at Larry, you know, he was, I believe, at home before they called him back. And this guy will run through a brick wall, literally, you know, so he's hungry. And I think Brandon's no different. But having Marcus and those guys corner has been a big help to him.